Our Lady of Fatima warned us that immodesty in fashion would become a stumbling block for many, leading souls away from God. Padre Pio, fully aware of these dangers, took it upon himself to guide souls back toward purity, right down to the smallest details, like the length of a skirt. Stay tuned to hear the insights. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Today's insights dive into a topic that Padre Pio felt especially passionate about: modesty in dress. Sourced from Padre Pio, The True Story by C. Bernard Ruffin and Walking with Padre Pio by Clarice Bruno, we'll explore how the Holy Friar wasn't shy about sending people straight out the door if they didn't dress modestly. Let's hear what the authors shared. Padre Pio held very strong opinions about fashion. When miniskirts first became fashionable, no woman dared to go to Padre Pio's convent dressed in such an inappropriate manner. Some women, however, while not wearing miniskirts, would wear skirts that were still too short. This bothered Padre Pio greatly, and borrowing a longer skirt was of no use. Listen to this. One woman changed her skirt just before presenting herself for confession with the Holy Capuchin, borrowing a longer skirt from a friend. However, as soon as she entered the confessional, Padre Pio opened the little window and then shut it abruptly, saying, "What is this? Are we dressing up for a carnival?" In his strictness, Padre Pio didn't compromise, sending any woman away if her skirt didn't reach at least 20 centimeters or 7.8 inches below the knees. He would rebuke some with phrases like, "Go get dressed," and sometimes even added, "Clown." At times he would shout, "Out, out, out." And as we just heard, borrowed clothes were of no use either. He insisted that modesty had to come from a genuine desire to honor God, not just as a one-time cover-up for confession. He also disapproved of tight dresses and forbade his spiritual daughters from wearing transparent stockings. Morning after morning, Padre Pio would send away women who showed up dressed inappropriately, ending up with only a few confessions heard. At one point, to make things clear, he even had a sign placed on the church door that read, "By explicit request of Padre Pio, women must enter his confessional wearing a skirt at least 20 centimeters below the knees. Borrowing long dresses solely for confession is prohibited." He rebuked everyone, whether he had known them for a long time or was meeting them for the first time. But his firmness wasn't limited to women alone. He made it clear that men too must approach him in long trousers and modest attire if they didn't want to be turned away from the church. In fact, he had another sign placed on the door which read, "The church is the house of God. Men are forbidden to enter with bare arms or in shorts. Women are forbidden to enter in trousers, without a veil on their heads, in short skirts, with low necklines, or in sleeveless or immodest dresses. And to all, men and women alike, he would say, if you have the courage to imitate Mary Magdalene in her sins, have the courage to imitate her in her penance. And with that, we conclude our Padre Pio insights. Our Lady of Fatima warned against the dangers of immodesty and fashion trends, specifically cautioning that more souls go to hell because of sins of the flesh than for any other reason. Her message, shared by Jansita shortly before her death, is sobering. A certain fashion will be introduced that will greatly offend our Lord. Those who serve God should not follow this fashion. Padre Pio echoed this conviction, tirelessly urging people to practice self-control and humility in their attire. Saint Alphonsus Liguori, another great saint, also spoke powerfully on this subject. He wrote, "A mortal sin of scandal is committed by women who go about with their bosom immodestly exposed, or who expose their limbs improperly. Also by actors in immodest comedies, and still more by the persons who compose such comedies. Also by painters who paint obscene pictures, and by the heads of families who keep such pictures in their houses." Furthermore, in his 1930 decree on modesty, Pope Pius XI echoed the words of Saint Paul, urging women to dress modestly, not adorning themselves with elaborate hairstyles, gold, pearls, or expensive clothing, but with good deeds, befitting those who profess to worship God. In conclusion, Padre Pio's dedication to modesty was an invitation to live in a way that mirrors the purity of Our Lady and protects the soul from temptation. By choosing modesty, we step closer to living the virtues that these saints preached and practiced, striving toward purity in a world that often values the opposite. Following Padre Pio's example, let's commit to honoring the temple of our bodies in dress and in spirit, drawing nearer to God with each choice we make. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.